You would have me believe that you would simply commit suicide? Gravaine asked. To take you down with me? I replied. Oh, hell yeah. Count on it.
Don't listen to him, Liverspots hissed. Kill him. He knows he's finished. He's desperate.
Which was true, damn it. But the last thing I needed was for someone to point that out to Gravaine. A zombie finger flew past my head, and another bounced off my duster and fell to the floor at my feet, still twitching, a long and yellowed fingernail making an unsettling scratching sound against my boot. The pounding on the door got louder, the whole thing rattling in its frame. And then, just like that, it stopped. Silence fell over the apartment. What are your terms? Gravaine asked. You release Butters to me, I said. You let us drive off with your sidekick in the car. Once we're away from here, I give him the numbers and drop him off. Mutual truce until sunrise. These numbers, Gravaine said. What do they mean? I don't have a clue, I said. At least not yet. Neither did Corpse Taker. Then what value do they have? He asked. Someone is bound to figure it out. But if you don't deal with me now, it sure as hell won't be you. There was another long pause, and then Gravaine said, Give me your pledge that you will abide by the terms. Only in return for yours, I said. You have it, Gravaine said. I swear it by my power.
No, hissed Liverspots. Don't do this.
I lifted my eyebrows and traded a speculative look with Thomas. Oaths and promises have a certain kind of power all their own. That was one reason they were so highly regarded among the beings of the supernatural community. Whenever someone breaks a promise, some of the energy that went into making it feeds back on the promise breaker. For most people, that isn't a really big deal. Maybe it shows up as a little bad luck, or a cold, or a headache, or something. But when a more powerful being, or a wizard, swears an oath by his own power, the effect is magnified significantly. Too many broken oaths and promises can cripple a wizard's use of magic, or even destroy the ability entirely. I've never seen or heard of a wizard breaking an oath sworn by his own power. It was one of the constants of the preternatural world. And by my own power, I swear in return to abide by the terms of the agreement, I said.
Harry, Thomas hissed, what the hell are you doing?
Saving our collective ass, I hope, I said.
You don't actually think he'll abide by it, do you?
Thomas whispered.
He will,
I said. And as I said it, I realized how confident I was that I was right.
If he wants to survive, he doesn't have much choice. Gravaine's entire purpose here is gaining power. He won't jeopardize that now by breaking an oath sworn by his magic. You hope. Even if he decides to screw us, it's good to keep him talking. The longer we delay, the more likely it is the cops are going to show up. He'll back off before he faces that. But if the cops don't show, you're giving him what he needs to make himself into a freaking nightmare, Thomas said.
I shook my head.
Might not be a bad thing. I can't beat him. Corpse Taker either. Throwing Gravaine into the mix is going to make it harder for either of them to concentrate on me.
Thomas exhaled slowly.
It's a hell of a risk. Oh, no, a risk, I said. Well, we wouldn't want that now, would we?
No one likes a wise ass, Harry.
Butters is counting on me, I said. Right now, I'm all he's got. Do you have any better ideas?
Thomas grimaced and shook his head.
Very well, Gravaine called. How shall we proceed?
Pull your zombies back, I said. As I did, I found a pen and a piece of paper, pulled out the folded piece of paper from my pocket, and made a copy of the numbers.
You go with them. Liverspots and Butters wait by the car. We all get in and drive off. Once I'm a few blocks away, I'll drop Liverspots off with the numbers unharmed.
Agreed,
Gravaine said. We waited for a minute, and then Thomas said,
You hear anything?
I went to the door and listened. I could hear someone breathing fast and heavy. Butters. Nothing else. I shook my head and glanced at Thomas. He came over to the door, sword still in hand. He opened it slowly. The pounding it had taken had warped it, and he had to haul hard on the door to get it unstuck from its frame. Thomas looked out for a moment. There were a couple of still twitching pieces of zombie on the stairs, but other than that, it was empty. He paced slowly up the stairs, looking around him as he went. My staff still lay at a slant on the floor before the door. Thomas nudged it back into the apartment with his foot.
Looks clear.
I grabbed the shotgun and picked up the staff, holding both awkwardly with my good hand. Mouse fell into place at my side, his hackles still stiff, a low, almost subsonic growl rumbling in his chest every few moments. I hobbled out and up the stairs. Cold rain fell, light but steady. It was dark, really dark. No lights were on anywhere in sight. Gravain must have hexed this entire portion of the city power grid when the attack began. I didn't make use of electricity in my apartment, so it hadn't been noticeable to me inside. I got a sick, sinking little feeling. If the lights were all out and the phones were all down, then there might not be any cops on the way. By the time the wards had begun to make noise, the phones were already dead. Without lights, there was an excellent chance that no one had seen anything unusual in the dark, and the rain would have muffled sounds considerably. People tended to stay home in comfortable surroundings in such situations, and if someone had seen or heard a crime going on but had no way to notify the authorities about it, it was unlikely that they would do anything but stay at home and keep their heads down. Zombie scrap parts littered the top of the stairs, the gravel parking lot, and the little lawn. Some of them looked burned, while others seemed to have melted like wax in the summer sun. There were a number of blank, black spots burned into the ground. I couldn't easily count how many zombies had been destroyed, but there had to have been almost as many down as I'd seen in the opening moments of the attack. Gravain had brought more. The rain almost hid them, but I could see the zombies at the limit of my sight, standing in silence, motionless. There were dozens of them. Hell's bells. If we'd made that run for the car, we wouldn't have had a prayer. That big, booming stereo bass rumbled steadily in the background.